And let's send this love and this light and this healing to all connected to our hearts, to wherever we wish, wherever Allah inspires us, to those who have afflicted us and those who have helped us. And to all those who are oppressed, that it can be a shield. And that we can make peace with those with whom we are at war. And let's offer a fatiha. Maryam, could you offer the fatiha for our prayer tree? The prayer tree is for those who've asked to be prayed for, and we call it the prayer tree because it's alive. So,
in the name of the beautiful Prophet Muhammad,
fatiha. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Amen. May everyone on that prayer tree be healed, and may their station be lifted, and may their lives be better than before and more beautiful, and may there become solutions to problems that were there, and knots untied, doors opened, obstacles removed from the way, Allah, and light into their lives and love into their hearts, Allah. Amen. Amen. Alhamdulillah, so that affliction can transform to the good. We studied that with Ibn Arabi the other day. So, affliction is a good friend. We just don't know that. It doesn't feel good, but it brings great things, great fruit. Like the winter battering the fruit tree brings about sweet fruit. It's a journey. The zikr is a journey. We travel. Now we come to the station. Salaam alaikum up here. We get off Hazreti Pir's carriage. What was I going to say about science? One more thing came to me. It's not, I mean, I think that science can be successful in the sense that if it shows the beauty and the wonder of creation and the miracle of creation, that's how it will call people. You know, not so much through, it's like theories. I don't know if that's, you know, it touches the human heart, but by exploring and revealing the absolutely bewilderingly astonishing creation that we're in. And that will be God for people, because after all, creation is God's book, as Allah says, you know. If any of you say that that's the Quran would say, take the book, you say, this is not the Quran. Yeah. This is the Quran, the entire thing, with us in it. But this is a book to help us to understand. It's a very precious, essential book. It's the teaching, the keys to help us understand, you know, life, which is God, and the immensity of the creation. But the most immense in creation is the human being. Says that the human being contains everything. So that's why we say, study yourself, study oneself. I mean, we have Quran written. Umm Malik finds verses in her body, in her hand. It's amazing. And they're written new. Yeah. But Allah's the healer, really. But people are... the hand, you know. The hand of Allah, the eye of Allah. Once Effendi said he wanted to make an analogy. He said, well, this creation is, he said, it's like the body of God. But then he immediately took it back, you know, because it, I mean, just because he didn't want us to get into a simplistic notion, I guess. But there's something to that. The manifest of God, of the hidden essence of God. And it keeps opening and unfolding and revealing. But there's no, I wouldn't think there's an end to it. But it's such a difference. It's day and night, you know, to go from that place where you're like stranded in creation. That feeling that you have when you grow up and go to school, and where the teaching seems to be more and more separating you from your essential being. And you feel really like lost in the universe. And and then one is afraid of, you know, the vastness of the skies and the universes. It seems terrifying, because then one seems smaller and smaller. The more we would discover of the galaxies, and then the smaller and tinier you'd feel, and the more and more lost and far from home. It's amazing how it just completely reverses. And when you find this, when you find your heart, when you find, make that connection to Allah through the heart, then everywhere can be home. Some are nicer than others. Some places you don't want to dwell or stay long, but everything is really Allah's home, or Allah's, belongs to Allah. So one is never away. But we belong to Allah. That's the greatest. So, alhamdulillah. Well, this was a beautiful evening. I thank all of you and each of you. And wonderful evening together, and wonderful zikr. Yeah, mashallah. You're right, it's really intuitive. It's a movement, you know, it's one, like a body, one body, and you're just guided. I mean, you can't be stiff. That's maybe the one instruction, was be like, don't be rigid. That would, you wouldn't get it then. But if you flow, it just happens, you know. Yeah. Good, alhamdulillah. That was when Muzaffar Effendi, years and years ago, drove into Washington on Palm Sunday. We were coming from Virginia or somewhere, the West Virginia we had visited, and we're driving. It was a big bus full of Turkish dervishes and Muzaffar Effendi in front, going into Washington, D.C. on Palm Sunday, and I thought, this is Jesus, alayhi salam, going into Jerusalem, you know, on Palm Sunday. That's when they threw all the palms at his feet. Alhamdulillah.